musical fellow that is by himself on the couch is Warren Haynes. Welcome to the living room in our show, man.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having you. Be real.
Right. It's a pleasure. We're like...
Got a room for you upstairs. We actually had a very semi-weird out embarrassment crap go down this morning.
Oh, no.
As we're awaiting, you know, the show today, and, you know, you're coming in to play some tunes for us, we're all excited, etc. There's been a strange scent in the Dunham household for a couple of days. We're like, man, something is going on here. Somebody died, and we don't know about it. Last night at, like, 1 in the morning, we found it.
Oh, bad. Underneath the dishwasher.
And Mr., what's his name? Trapper Jim says, I don't have to worry about this. Everybody has rodent problems.
Yeah, because I was like freaked out. I was like, it smells awful
Maria's
in here.
Like
we have Warren
it.
Haynes coming in.
It smells like shit.
He's like, well, he's a normal person, I'm sure. This happens to everybody.
He goes, I'm sure.
I was like, oh, geez.
Trapper Jim goes, I'm sure Warren's seen his share of rats in his days.
I was like,
amen.
So I go in to be the big dude to take out the rat. It turns out what happened, under the dishwasher, he had climbed up this hole. You know where the copper tubing comes up for the hot water? Yeah. Well, whoever wired our dishwasher, the electricity goes down that same hole as the copper wire. So the rat's sticking his ass up, trying to get up through the hole. I must have turned on the dishwasher and electrocuted him and fried him. So he's wrapped around the tubing in my dishwasher.
Yeah.
So it's 2 o'clock in the morning. You're, you know, 10 hours from coming here, and we're like freaking out. I pulled the dishwasher out, and I got like the clippers from outside. I got no gloves or anything.
The clippers.
And I'm trying. I mean, I know this is sick, but I'm trying to like peel him off from the damn copper wire that comes out of it, and I couldn't get
hilarious.
Him off. So then I call Trapper. I get out the Yellow Pages, and he says 24-hour rodent control. So I call Trapper Jim.
Yeah.
But Trapper Jim doesn't answer the phone. It's like Trapper somebody else, and he's like, "Yeah." Well, let me go talk to Trapper Jim. He literally put the phone down. I heard a screen door open and close. And he came back and he goes, Trapper Jim says he'll call you at 7 o'clock, get the address, and we'll come over and get him about 9. And he came in with the rubber gloves and
ripped him right out of there.
Did what Dunham could not do.
Yep. So, oh, that was wicked. I know.
If you have a problem... Like
really?
That. Trapper Jim.
Trapper, he's a good guy, I know.
New sponsor of the Dunham.
Jeez.
So we're just delighted to have you here and to be through that crisis. So.
Yeah, well, I know. And it
I'm glad
nice.
I could help.
You've been in New York City the last couple of weeks, so you've probably seen some rats.
I know all about the rodent problem.
Hell yeah. You've been jamming with all sorts of different friends in New York.
Yeah,
you sit in with... speaking of rats, rat dog.
Yeah, I played with the Weir Wasserman,
right?
At Wetlands. Weir Wasserman Warren at Wetlands. It's too many W's.
Oh, awesome! But, yeah, that's nice.
But it was a lot of fun. I did that 2 nights with those guys. It was really fun, and sat in with Frog Wings and sat in with Dave Matthews. A lot of cool stuff been going on. But Wetlands was celebrating their 10th anniversary, so there's a lot of good jamming going on for that.
I've never been there, but from what I've heard, it's just a wonderful club. Almost went out of business or something.
It's just like this.
Oh.
It's just like this living room. The same kind of people, same kind of tapestries hanging on the furniture. It's the same kind of thing. You know?
Oh. Rats cling to the
plumbing. No. We'll leave that out. Jeez. I wanted to say I love your new CD, too. We listened to it last week on the show. We played it a couple weeks ago, played it for the Fat Jam, which is like a long jam on the show.
And great.
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah, really liked it.
That was a great night for us. You know, we really had a lot of fun making that.
Yeah, it was really, it's nice.
With a little help, right? With a little help from my friends?
A lot of help, actually. Chuck Lavelle and Derek Trucks and Jimmy Herring and Bernie Worrell and Randall Bramlett and Yonrico Scott and Mark Ford all were kind enough to come be part of it. And it was a great night. It's the longest show we ever played. I think it was around 4 hours and 20 minutes or something.
Wow.
And it all turned out to be pretty good. We're going to release the 2-CD set, which is out now, but then eventually we're going to release like the whole show for all the hardcores.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, so we're excited about that, too. I think it's going to be a 30,000 CD set or something. But no, it's four CDs, if it'll fit on four.
Right. And I had one question. It's kind of a weird question, but I was wondering, how old are you?
I'm 38.
Ah, all right. That was simple.
Yeah.
Maria, how old are you?
I'm 33, almost.
Almost 33.
Yeah.
It's simpler for men, though, for some reason.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know why that is.
I know you can. You just like spit that right out.
Oh, to say
like,
your
to
age.
To say that to some woman, it'd be like.
And how are you? And you get that stare.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Like, I'm 25.
But you're my mom.
Oh, wow. Like, jeez.
You can't be 25, Mom. I'm 38. Like,
so you also do a solo thing.
Yeah, I recorded about 7 shows recently, just me by myself with an acoustic guitar. And on 2 of the shows, Boston and New York, Alan Woody was nice enough to come out and join me and sit in on some stuff. But it's mostly just a chance for me to do a bunch of singer-songwriter stuff and play some blues by myself and just kind of explore a whole different side of what I do and sing a bunch of songs that I don't get to sing in loud rock and roll bands.
Well, we'd love to hear some of that. So if you're ready, the room is yours.
Cool. Yeah, I'd maybe do a little bit of all of it.
All right.
Can I get this up?
Standing That's, yeah, awesome.
Thank you.
Great.
That's actually a Bruce Springsteen song. I don't know why I did that first. I'm sitting here talking about all the songs that I write that I don't get to sing. Sing somebody
else. Hey, you could claim that. I didn't know it was a Springsteen song.
No. Well, I wrote it and sent it to him.
You do it really nice. Really nice.
Thank you. It's a beautiful song.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful singer singing it.
Thank you.
And I want to thank Kirk. Thank you, Kirk, for bringing Warren to the living room. That's so
turning
awesome.
Turning Warren on to us most definitely.
That's really awesome.
I don't know if you know Kirk West now, but he's got to be one of the coolest dudes in Georgia.
Yeah.
You know, most people at his level are like twerps.
He made him choke on the coffee now.
Georgia's a big state. It was tough. That's why he left Illinois, I think. It was hard being, it was hard being the coolest guy in Chicago there for a while. I did pretty good, and he said, oh, I've done that. I think I'm Georgia bound.
Yeah, yeah.
Texas is next.
Oh,
good luck with Texas there, bro.
That's real big.
Although, at the risk of pissing some people off, I can say per capita, more cool people in Georgia than Texas.
Yes.
That's just my opinion.
So.
I may be wrong.
Yay.
I hear that.
Oh, and I think that's the consensus.
That's why we moved here.
Is there any way I can get this up?
The level or the actual?
Yeah, I hear you guys great, but I don't hear me so great.
Scott?
Hey, Scott, can we get Warren up in his head?
In my head. Love that.
Get Warren up in his head. Come on. Put him up in his head.
Oh, yeah. There you. Hey.
All right.
Yeah, you got it.
Thank you. Try that.
Thank you. I will.
Oh, whoa. Thank you, Scott.
Does Scott have a microphone there? Oh,
yes, he does.
That was hot. When did that happen?
I don't know. I'll listen to him. I know.
Wow.
We've done 60 shows. The engineer's never had a microphone.
Never. He just hooked one up today. Uh-oh, we better
watch
that's
a rule with us. No microphones for the engineer.
Oh, I know.
That's what I mean.
Him. I know. He's in trouble up there.
Been
look
a breach,
at him.
The show is on. What shall you do?
Man, we're going to have to talk about this.
I know. So. What else? I'd like to hear some more music.
Yeah, okay. We can do that.
It was great.
Why not?
See? knows what you're thinking. And when passion burns like fire, I'll be the one bathing in the light. And when the curse of darkness falls, I'll be the one offers a candle.
Is that one of the songs that you you wrote and you don't sing too often? Or
yeah, I recorded that in 1992 for Tales of Ordinary Madness, which is my solo record that came out in 93, and sang that song on the road for a while. And then when we formed Government Mule, it doesn't really fit in to a trio sort of format. We can pull it off maybe acoustically, which is what I do sometimes. Right. And I love playing it acoustically, but on the record, it's much more of a large ensemble. Chuck Lavelle on piano and Johnny Neal on organ. And, it's a bigger R&B kind of sound.
Right. You know? See, I really like this sound. This is really nice. And your voice is, you have a wonderful voice.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Really awesome.
Thank you.
And also, your songwriting is incredible. I think that you write awesome songs.
Thank you. So. I've been writing so many different types of music, and some of them fit in, you know, when I was in the Allman Brothers, some of the songs fit into the Allman Brothers thing and some didn't. And the same with Government Mule. And some of the songs that I write, I don't even think they fit my voice so much. I write the songs because I have that inspiration, you know. And sometimes maybe some of them would be better for somebody else to do than me, but the ones that I enjoy singing, I always try and find some vehicle for them. You know?
Right. Yeah, it sounds great.
Thank you.
Unique intensity.
Oh, great.
For an acoustic performance, definitely.
Wow.
I don't get to do it enough, you know. Recently when I did those 7 shows, it was a blast for me. It's really scary. It's like being like naked in front of a class or something. It's totally freaky, but I really enjoyed it a lot, you know. But the nights Woody came out and sat in, it's like, God, thank God.
Oh.
You know, I'd be an hour or so into the show thinking, how much longer can I sit up here and play by myself? I love it. And even when I hear it back, I enjoy it. But at the time, you're just thinking, wow, it's too scary.
It's odd, yeah.
It is. But this is nice.
I like the sound. I mean, this is my type of. I like the sound. I would go see you single by yourself.
Are you going to do anything
there,
solo?
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, out touring.
Yeah, Kirk and I were talking about an Atlanta show or a Macon show or both. You know, I'd love to
definitely
come and do something like that. As soon as I get the opportunity, and eventually turn all this stuff into a live solo acoustic CD.
Ooh, that would be nice. Uh-huh.
The reason you're in town doing the Dunhams
is because Colonel Bruce and you hanging at the Brandy House last weekend. That was great fun, wasn't it?
It was awesome.
I love that. The Dunham's Time Warp is
What's your
really
take
great.
On Mr. Hampton? I'm always looking for a new take on Colonel.
Is there a take on
No,
Colonel?
There isn't. There isn't.
I don't know. I think it's what's the Colonel's take on you, really.
Yeah. All right. That's the best answer. Yes. That's great. The Colonel's take on you. That's it.
I don't know. I meet people all over the country that go, you know, when I met him, he guessed my birthday.
Oh, isn't he? And the magic, his magic, he freaks me out. I love him. He is awesome. That I love him. Yeah, he's
One
great.
Of these days, we'll figure out there's like, Colonel Bruce clones all over the country, you know.
Yeah.
And that he really can't be in all these places at one time. But yeah, it's awesome. You know, I wouldn't have missed coming down here for that. You know, Colonel's been having a lot of great guests, and this whole thing at the Brandy House, you know, has been a tempting thing. I've been wanting to do it and had to wait till now to get it done. But what a great experience.
Well, you talk first, but then let's jam a piece from the set.
Okay, well, I want to say that the Colonel, I think he's
You're
the
not
going to
say
guest.
That his haircut
No, I'm not
going to.
No, I'd never said that. I said he got his hair cut by the hair messer. That's it. Instead of the hairdresser, he went to the hair messer, is all I said.
Yeah, no. They do some good haircuts.
Right, see? That wasn't bad. But no, I wanted to say, I don't even remember now what I was saying. Cut that out. I was going to say something really nice about him, obviously, but you interrupted me. No, I don't know. It wasn't important, I guess.
Just, that's what Mom always used to say.
Oh, it must have been a lie, is what they told me if I forgot something I was going to say.
Can't
it must
remember.
Have been a lie.
Can't be too important.
Must have been a lie.
This here is when Warren sat in with Colonel and the Fiji Manners from the Brandy House last weekend on the Dunhams on Z. We'll be right back. What a nice piece that was. This is the Dunham's program on Z93 WZGC Atlanta, big honkin' 100,000 watt CBS station where hippies play on Sunday night. And Warren Haynes sitting in with Colonel Bruce from last weekend.
Speaking of hippies,
great show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do you like hippies? A lot of hippies?
Yeah, sure. You bet. Yeah. I mean, otherwise, I'd be like a hypocrite.
A hippie crit.
A hippie,
hippie crit.
Crit.
Oh, no.
Hippie critter.
Hippie, oh, no. A hippie critic.
Oh, no.
No, I love the whole hippie thing. You know, I mean, I'm really glad to see that it didn't go away because that's probably what I identified with mm-hmm. when I was
Did you ever go see kid. The Dead and stuff?
The first time I saw The Dead was 78, I think, 78 or 79,
man,
Charlotte Coliseum.
I was going to say, did you ever sit in? I was going to look in the Dead base and never did before
no.
you came. You
know,
never did.
The closest I came to doing that was being friends with Hornsby. One time in New York, Hornsby pulled me and my wife up on the stage and sat us behind the piano. So we like watched the whole show from like
awesome.
Behind Bruce's piano, which my wife's a huge Dead head and saw like literally like 150 shows.
Wow.
Yeah.
So for her, she was just like beside herself, you know.
I
she
bet,
was like
yeah.
10 feet from Jerry Garcia.
Yeah, anyway, yeah. I know. Yes, when you're 10 feet from Jerry, you are beside yourself. I was when I was very, yeah.
But sitting amazing. In with Bobby was a lot of fun recently, you know.
Yeah.
That was great. I always did want to have an opportunity to sit in with the Dead, but unfortunately never came about.
We had Rob Wasserman come solo by himself mm-hmm. to do the living room.
He played
that
funky bass.
Yeah,
where
he
lays the tracks down and plays to himself
yeah.
and
awesome.
Loops them around. He blew
yeah.
us away.
Yeah,
Rob's wild.
Oh, yeah. he is. He's crazy.
And a great guy, too.
Yes, very nice. All of the musicians I think we've met have been just...
No, I'm afraid that's not true, Maria. That's not true at all.
All right, cut it out.
Yeah, what's that list I saw on the refrigerator?
The black one there?
Oh, jeez.
So we can we tackle you for another song?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right. Me too.
got to catch myself a freight train. Leave this town. Leave behind this pain. When things go wrong, wrong, wrong with you, it hurts.
Get over. I'm really blown away. You're playing, you're singing,
thank you.
Your voice is like, whoa, and I love it. It's like,
whoa.
Grabs, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's great. I'm compliments up a storm. You know, you'll be blushing by the time you leave.
I'm already blushing. If I can take a minute to tune, I'll do a different song.
Oh,
sure,
yeah.
That's no problem at all. We probably ought to pay a couple of bills.
Yeah.
And also tell you that
email.
Mars Music, the musician's planet, kicks ass in Atlanta if you're a musician.
Yeah.
If you need a tuning
snake
rod.
Board.
Whatever you
a
need.
A tuning rod, anything.
A capo.
Yeah. Mars, run
can
my
they
run
over.
Can
a capo over here?
Please.
Like, real quick. We'll be back. It's the Dunhams. Welcome back to Dunham Woody. I am Gilbert. This
Gilbert
lady.
My ass.
Yes, I am Gilbert Maria's ass.
How do you spell that?
Man.
G-I-L my ass, no. Gil my ass, no.
Myass.com.
Oh, no. That's our website. If you want to email us, no.
We actually are answering your emails live,
right,
so give us
z93.com.
Electronic input. Or you can call Chris Dunham.
Oh, at
our
the station.
Son.
Yes, our son.
Our illegitimate son at the station.
Yeah.
And the number there
he's
is...
He's a little old, don't you think, to be our son, but that's all right.
We were 10 when we had him.
We were 10? Jeez.
404-741-9393. I know, that's strange. Most husband-wife, you know,
right.
Relationships don't start when you're 10 years old.
No.
With
no.
Having a child.
Oh.
Warren Haynes is in the living room with us.
Oh, no.
Yes, I am.
And we're delighted to have you.
Yes, very delighted. I'm ecstatic.
My pleasure.
Couple more tunes, Eddie. We were talking with Dave's here from the Roxy.
Yeah.
Hugging on Maria. Maria didn't even know what hit her.
Yeah, I know it. It's good to see you, Dave. Thanks for coming. Yeah.
And coincidentally, Warren's most recent release on Capricorn with the Mule was recorded at the Roxy New Year's Eve.
Oh.
Yeah. Ah.
Oh, awesome.
Deja
that was
vu.
At the Roxy?
I believe New
the
Year's
the one
Eve.
That we have that we listen to.
Right, the CD that just came out.
Okay, I didn't know where
friend.
It was, but it was great.
It was recorded at the Roxy,
awesome.
Dave's venue. I tell you, Dave ought to get more cool shows over there.
Nope.
You know
leave him alone.
We ought to work together and, you know,
Dave,
stuff like the Mule.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mule.
We'll do like a, you know, a house band thing at the Roxy, like the Colonel's doing at the Brandy
there you
house.
Go.
You bring in that New Year's Eve lineup, I think you'll do fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
What should we play from that live CD?
You know, Sad and Deep as You with Randall Bramlett and Chuck LaVille is awesome. There's so much great stuff on there. Soul Shine is really good with Chuck and Bernie playing together.
We did a fat jam and we started at the beginning of the second disc last week.
Love that.
And I wanted to get the Soul Shine, so we didn't have enough time, so I literally made him skip a couple tunes and go to that too. So we did like five from the beginning and then skipped a couple and did Soul Shine. So because I had
a fat jam.
That in
that
there.
Is a fat jam.
Yeah, we did probably like 5-6 tunes from it. So.
And that's five or six songs from that CD could be 3 hours.
Yes.
You know?
Well, I know.
I know. You guys didn't have clocks that night, did you? There were no watches allowed.
Yeah, it would it appear that way, yeah.
Man.
We were speaking of clocks. Oh, I'm sorry.
Speaking of clocks?
Sorry. Another time warp thought.
We're jamming with the Mule. It's the Dunhams on Z93.
sun, the smile that gets you. Thank you.
Randall Bramlett on the saxophone.
Da-da-dums. That was Government Mule from New Year's Eve at the Roxy. The new CD is available at Discover Music, proud sponsor of the Dunhams.
Yes. Yes.
You know, another sponsor, MasterpieceAV.com in Connecticut, they provide us with tapes to tape the show
when
on.
When they feel like it.
If they don't have the most inexpensive blank tapes of high quality in the nation,
we'll kick their ass.
You can leave it to us to do that.
That's right.
You know, I was kind of scared by the image of you, Mr. Haynes.
Oh, we were looking in the CD.
Never having met you, and sometimes I'm not saying your reputation preceded you because it wasn't right. That. It was just like looking at pictures of you and stuff. Maybe I was dealing with the rat last night. It's like I got more guts today or something. But, but you're a very nice, pleasant man.
Very nice.
So all those
yes.
bad dreams were
contrary.
All the bad dreams.
Yeah. I need to loosen up a little bit in some of those pictures, I think.
I know. He was a little scared. He was wondering. He didn't know.
Well, usually it's Woody everybody's scared of, you know.
Yeah, no, it was you in the picture.
No, I'm scared of him, too.
Oh, he's scared of y'all.
I'm like a wuss, really.
Oh, no, you are.
In real life, I'm a wuss.
You are not.
I'm not a wuss, but I play one on TV.
I've never been in a fight. I'm sure you've kicked some ass in your day and had your ass kicked.
Oh.
When I was 9 years old.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't been in a fight since I was nine.
It
was
excellent.
That's excellent, because I haven't either. I've never been in a fight. I should have had my claw cleaned, speaking of claws, a number of times, because I'm mouthy, and when I used to drink a lot, I was even more mouthy, and I could be really a belligerent jerk. So yes. It's kind of surprised I haven't had my ass kicked. But
it's never too late.
Oh! Oh!
I didn't mean it like that. Oh, no, no, no. I didn't mean it like that.
Right.
Like, I didn't mean like that.
It's never too late for me either. I mean, I've been in a lot of near misses where I just talk my way out of it, you know.
That's like him. He's a good talker, really. Yeah. That's how he gets out of it all. Or then he gets embarrassed because there I am, you know. I'm the one that goes after him all day. Oh, I do.
Seriously, one night at the Brandy House at a Colonel show, Maria was up near the front, and this guy was, like, grabbing her ass and stuff.
Yep.
She
took
leveled
down.
The dude down to the ground headlock. Before security could even think about getting there. Yeah. She had him down
I
in the headlock.
Right in front of the stage.
I swear, I didn't go that
playing.
Night. She was on her own.
It was great.
And you know how some lewd dudes on a Saturday night could just, you know, start strutting their stuff with any woman in town.
Bad.
Now Maria Dunham.
Took him right down. Before.
Down to the floor, cleared out. Bruce's. I don't even know if Bruce noticed. He's out there just jamming.
That's great.
Yeah. You aren't going to grab me, I'll tell you what, not get away with it.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it is. So Maria, I mean, she's been in a lot of fights.
No,
I'm the passive
one.
She's
I have
like
two brothers. I have two brothers, and you know, you just got to learn to really, you know, growing up, you wrestle with them, and if they
and
kick your
ass,
then right, you got to learn. So I did.
I had two brothers too, but somehow it had a different effect on me. I got my ass beat a lot by my two brothers, but I never got the part about. Me
right.
beating their ass.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to have to run and stuff, and I hated that. You know, that's how it was. I would, like, book it, you know, because I knew they were coming. It was like, oh, no. I mean, they literally, like, take the BB gun and shoot through the keyhole in the bathroom me and stuff. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. We were playing chess one time, me and my brother, and he was, like, an avid. He couldn't lose at anything. And I hit the board with my hand, and the pieces went all over, you know, and he was like, got furious and was like, you did that on purpose, and chased me through the house, and I had to lock myself in the bedroom, and I was so scared. I thought he was going to kill me busting down the door. He was pissed. Oh, he was mad.
Bill's a lot better now, though.
Yeah, calmer.
That prison time really straightened
out. So, yeah.
Much better
so,
now.
So, yeah, I had to learn to run and be tough, both.
That's a good combination.
Yes.
If you catch me, I'm kicking your ass.
That's it. But yes, we'd love to hear some more tunes if you
have
them. All right.
My pleasure.
Wonderful.
Well, I dreamed that I was riding in a South Dakota field. The sweet grass whispered to me as I rode. Oh, the sun, it was at midday.
it shone hot across my face, and our land lay still in grace. Yes, a crystal silent place before you came. Sad. And we watched the golden eagle flying circles in the sky, and we smiled as our eyes met for our joy we could not hide. Yes, we loved to hunt and ride. It was good to be alive before you came. Brother, take my hand and we will walk our father's land together. Sister, look on high, you will see storms are building in the sky. Before you came.
Thank you.
That damn good. Oh. Man.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Mr. Haynes, you were speaking of an alliance that you have with Mr. Kevin King, right?
Yeah, Kevin and I just got through working together on his solo CD that he's doing right now that he asked me to produce for him. And Kevin is a great songwriter, singer, as all the Atlanta area people know, that are Driving and Crying fans, but he has this other dual career where he's a folk singer and writes these amazing folk songs. And we went in the studio and brought a bunch of good friends together who all did it with just for good faith. You know, it was a real low-budget independent record, but we were able to get John Popper and O'Teal Burbridge and Jimmy Herring and Derek Trucks and Alan Woody and Matt Apps and Edwin McCain and Ken Block from Sister Hazel, and my friend Danny Lewis, and all these great musicians that came in and contributed to the record, and we just finished it about a week ago.
No doubt. You don't have a piece, like, tucked away somewhere?
Well, I might, yeah. Let me look.
Oh,
I think I might have something.
That would be awesome.
We'll put it on later on during the Dunhams tonight.
That would be really great, yeah.
Right on. This has been good fun here.
Yeah, you bet.
Oh,
really has.
Yeah.
Thanks for inviting me.
Do you need a drink or something before
your
next tune? Or no, you're
I'm all right.
Okay.
I have about an inch left in my glass. So that'll get me through one more.
All right.
It's our last song, Maria.
It's the same song. Oh, last song. Sorry. It's the last song. The Colonel. I love him. He's cool.
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves the Colonel. Yeah. You got to.
Yep. No, I don't like the Colonel.
Oh, you are a lion.
Well, I need to get in a fight. I might as well be with the Colonel.
Oh, jeez. Oh, no. Yes, that would be the best bet. You probably could run
would
faster.
That'd be funny
then,
or what?
Huh, right?
Me and Colonel Bruce. Duking it out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That would be really cute. Yeah.
I quit smoking, you know.
Oh, jeez. Oh, no. Oh, no. Yes, I know. It would work very well. They could really get into it. Jeez. Love you, Colonel.
You know, you'd have to do something really wrong to piss the Colonel off, wouldn't you?
Oh, totally. I think so. Oh, yeah.
But I think if you did, it'd be your ass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even if he didn't hit you, even if he just gave you those looks.
That's the whole
look. You know, and those
that
things
do
he does
yep.
with his fingers
yep.
and stuff. And you just,
that would
spell
be it.
Spell on you.
Yes. Yes.
Speaking of spell on you, we did that as a bonus track on our vinyl only on Dose. We put
You're
out,
kidding.
We put out a vinyl version of Dose, and it's a double vinyl.
Right.
And we had room for one more song, so we put a live version of I Put a Spell on You live in the studio.
Oh, awesome. And
did
I love vinyl.
Did you match Screaming Jay Hawkins' intensity on that one?
I don't know about that. That'd
Man,
be...
that dude was right. I don't know any of his history or anything. I just heard that his original rendition. Is that the original?
Yeah.
Yeah, and boy, that boy was possessed.
Oh, man. He, from what I hear, he used to, it was almost like Alice Cooper before Alice Cooper, which is way before Marilyn Manson. He used to come on stage, and the stories go that there would be a casket laying in front of the stage, and the casket door would open, and there would be this tiny little spotlight on the casket, and then you'd see this hand flop out, and the band would start playing I Put a Spell on You, and he would jump out of the casket and start screaming and singing
this
I Put
like
a Spell
60s,
on You.
This is like 60s, right?
Yeah, I think late 50s, early 60s, scaring people to death. that's pretty intense stuff, yeah.
I've seen Bette Midler do it on TV while they were, like, doing this thing. I don't know what movie it was. It's, like, witches.
She did I Put a Spell on You? Oh,
yeah,
right.
The witches there, right. The three little witches. I don't know what it was called, but.
She's great.
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus. I remember that movie. I like that movie.
Yeah, she's a great actress, too. I really like Bette as an actress, and she seems like a wonderful person. But not quite as intense as Screamin' Jay.
It was a lame, Maria. If you heard Screamin' Jay, well, now I think we need to play. Unless, are you going to do it? I Put a Spell on You?
No, I'll let you play it from the.
All right.
Yeah, this right here, Maria, is Screamin' Jay Hawkins, one of the original freaks.
All right, you chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin.
Alvin!
Okay! Christmas, Christmas time is near. Time for toys.
what I mean?
Yeah, wow. Holy smoke.
As Stella says when she gets a snack that she really likes. It's like a daughter you met who's like great. She whenever she gets a snack she really likes now, she'll eat one or two of them. Then she'll come in and she'll go, I got to have more. They're freaking me out. They are freaking me out. I got to have more of those.
They're freaking me out.
Where does she get that stuff? You know?
That's what I mean. It's like
nobody I know uses that expression.
No.
The library, I guess. That's
the library.
I can think she has. Yeah. So this is our last tune with Warren Haynes, and again, thank you so much for spending your time.
My pleasure.
I'm only here for like 20 hours in the city, and to do the Dunham.
I know,
Abel,
and he's got
to
get dinner
and
got to get ready for the gig.
Oh, it's a pleasure, though. This is a great vibe you guys got going on.
Thanks. Yeah, it's wonderful to have you. Thank
you
for coming.
My pleasure.
All right.
People
the break of day.
Touching. I mean, even thank brought you. Tears to my eyes. I have to say that you're right. That song, it reminds me along the lines of like Robert Hunter. I mean, that's how like feeling and oh, that's a wonderful
thank
song.
You.
You really have outdone yourself. Thank you for coming
that.
To the living room.
I wouldn't miss it. Thanks.
Oh, you're wonderful.
Warren Haynes. Dunamwoody. Warren Haynes.
Yeah.
See, usually we don't have a full crowd in our living room, so figured we could make some noise for a moment. Peace and love from the Dunhams.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks.
This is great, man.